We find in the First Corinthian letter that Paul writes many great lessons. Christians not taking one another to court. To those who are unrighteous, not inheriting the kingdom of God. To run the race to win the prize. Another great teaching we find is in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself and is not puffed up. Let's take a look at the first two parts of this, which is love suffers long and love is kind. King James translates it as charity suffers long. What is this? This is a godly love, the same kind of love that God had for the people in the Old Testament when they fell away from Him with adultery and worshiping false gods. But He had long suffering and waited for them to come back. Same as we are today. Today in our world, we are to be long suffering with the brethren in the church as well as outside the church. The kind of love we show here is the kind it says to have the kind of love for a neighbor. The neighbor means all men, not just the neighbor to the right of our house or left of our house, but to be long suffering and be kind to all men. To endure the persecutions that men may bring upon us, even when they bring them upon our families, we are to endure those. To endure the errors of man, even in the church. When people have errors, we are to be long-suffering and to love them, even when they err, and to hope and pray that they will come around. To endure wickedness in the world and even in wickedness in our everyday lives, to people outside the church, people who bring things upon us, to love them, to love their souls, maybe not love the things they do, but to love their souls, and hope that one day they will see that the error they are, that they have, and to come to Christ. To have passion and to adore, just like a child would to a parent. Love is kind. This is a tender, compassionate, kind love. The kind of love you would have looking at a child or to hold a baby. This tender, compassionate love is one that a mother would show to a child and a child would show to a mother. Or a gentle and mild love. What does this mean? To speak softly or to speak with delicate, tender, loving care, to speak to one like we care about their soul and the position they are with the Lord. To be willing to suffer, and to suffer for our account, no, but to suffer for another man's account, for others' account, to suffer for them and to be with them through all the trials and tribulations, to be affectionate to one another. This is not just to be your own family, but to treat others like you would your own family, to love them and to be affectionate toward them. And to give no one trouble. To not be a stumbling block in front of others. To be there for them and not to cause them any grief. The kind of love here is also shown in James. If you turn with me to James, we look at James chapter 3 and 17. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, without yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Jesus came to this world and showed the greatest love of all. We are commanded to do the so to all men,